our souls. Shrink back to the earth. Remember, if you're shrinking back from heaven, the first stop is the earth. Then it's the city. Then you find yourself going down to the sea. Embrace it. To do business. Shrink back and lose their soul equals upward calling in Christ Jesus. So why would you want to live in something that's polluted? Now, baptism and falling in the earth and dying is being buried in shame. That's true. But you have the certainty of rising in glory. Now the earth is polluted. If you fall into the earth and die, it is true that the old you, as it were, is destroyed, but you have the certainty of the resurrection. Well, that's the end of the relationship between the two. What is dwelling on earth? More exactly. Crucial question is, what does dwell mean, or inhabit, and what are you really doing? Who sees me? Who knows me? You've heard about exchanging purpose for meaning, haven't you? What you really want, humanly, is an interesting life. And you're not wise, and you trade in your long-range benefits for short-range immediate ones. Esau sold his birthright for a piece of meat. And because you want some wine, you take shortcuts. But you, of course, write marvelous letters wherein they're not shortcuts, they're just something or other. You take shortcuts and you sell out on the long-range values for the sake of the short-range. You exchange purpose for meaning. There is real purpose in a genuine faithfulness to Jesus, putting him first for real. There's a real purpose to that. That means that you throw it all away just for immediate meaning. You heard about immediate gratification, didn't you?
Yes.
Another one. The ultimate one is this division in Revelation 12:12 and its significance in the rest of Revelation, the end. Every secret thought will be known. And it isn't all kinds of things, it's just, what are you putting first? Or are you allowing all kinds of sad stories and excuses around? Now judge yourself the way you're going to be judged. And if you do it right, you won't have to be judged. You'll be excused. Something like that. Those who dwell on the earth are those who spurn the Son of God. They go back to the earth. Hey, look, when they leave, you see, they always go to the earth and then the sea. Because you are closer to the earth. That's true, though. Those who want to go back to Egypt, take up and work at God's plan for which he saved you, for which he enlightened you. You throw it away, this thing that for each one of you, try to pay attention, for each one of you there's a million in the world that wish they could be in your place. That's probably, yeah, of course, a billion, 1,000 here, is there a billion Christians in the world who are pretending that they would want to be Christian if they could live here like you? It may be true. For each one of you, there may be as high as a million who all of them only say to you, what are you doing throwing it away? Well, you live in a plastic bubble. You don't think like that. Now, guaranteed, there's 100,000 for every one of you in the world. For every one of you, there's 100,000 that wish that they could be in your place. Now that we've reduced it way down to 100,000, and who would strive if they were in your place? And you call it a trial. Those who want to go back to Egypt because they don't want to accept and work at God's plan. The natural thing for a plan is to strive upward. They all do. It's automatic. The earth springs forth automatically. The problem is, you haven't fallen the earth. You have been given the power to choose good and evil. It's good to obey God and follow Jesus. It's evil to be self-indulgent. Though I speak thus, I'm sure better things concerning your salvation. But that's the real issue. I'm just a lamb of God. Is that what you're getting ready to try? Remaining alone, spreading God's calling. Many are called, but few are chosen. The life to which you are called, and this one, and take hold of eternal life, which you're called. Well, they were called, but they made excuses because they are very busy with their earth business. Something similar to that was Martha, while Mary was gentle. However, God's word is water off a duck's back. And if you're a duck, you catch the duck method. I think that 5 years you were not saved to be sheep. Years. Heard that. To establish oneself, and the word established, by the way, is dwelling and inhabiting. The word is that. You want to establish yourself in this life, or establish yourself in, or you want to establish, you push the button. I push heaven button. It's not the choosing I'm talking about now. It's the action. And he said almost that word for word last night. One of those surprising things that he didn't realize that he was sick in the same way I was. And he was sick. There was no connection. What is that? And translation. And other things. Just sitting around in existence. Well, the fellowship isn't just sitting around in existence. I'm not saying that that's what the average one is only doing. But that's the problem. Are you existing or are you growing and bearing fruit? No? You've got to judge. Of course, then, don't go the other way then. Turn correction into condemnation. You've heard that a little, haven't you?
Yes.
Now, don't do it. Some way to justify wailing on earth or rejoicing in heaven. That's true, by the way. The word wail, I think it's used. If they wail upon their beds, they do not cry. Same thing.